That's why we are here. To talk a little bit about peace. And I'm not here to tell you what is right, what is wrong. I'm not here to try to point out all the problems of the world, because there are too many. It would take more than one evening to go through them. But you know, despite of all those problems, despite of all those things that are wrong in this world, there are some things that are good. Really, really good. All the ugliness that is in this world, there is something very, very beautiful. All the mistakes that have been made in this world, there is one that is perfect. It's not a mistake. That perfection, that beauty, that right is in you. And that is what I have come to talk about. There are people who like to point out all the problems. And I'm, in a way, glad that they do. But I think there should be some people who should point out the good, the right, the beautiful. Because this existence that you have, this life that you have, despite of all the problems, is beautiful. Is wonderful. And sometimes we forget the importance of being alive. Caught up in our troubles, in our turmoils, in our ideas, in our concepts. We forget what we have been given. You look at the desert. The time to see the desert is not in summer. But when it rains. Because mysteriously, even the desert holds in it the promise of beautiful life, of delicate, tender flowers. But it needs the rain. Without rain, the rivers don't flow. They hold their shape. The water has come in the desert and carved the shape. And that river, that dry river, waits and waits and patiently waits for it to rain. And once again, the water to flow through it. It is ready. It is ready. Who are we? What are we? Are we the sum of all these things that happen around us? Or is there something more? The sum of waking up in the morning and realizing one's responsibilities? I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this. Or there is something inside each human being that wants to smile, that wants to be thankful, to feel gratitude, to feel joy. I do not come here to try to explain to you the concept of happiness. Nobody can explain to you the concept of happiness. You know what happiness is. Happiness isn't just simply smiling. Happiness isn't simply laughing. Happiness isn't simply a time of day when you become happy. Happiness is happiness because you feel good. Not about something. Because see, this is what we think happiness is. Happiness is feeling happy about something. Our child passes college, I am so happy. We win a lottery ticket, I am so happy. We get a promotion, I am so happy. Because we think our happiness is associated with all the things in this world. Somehow, this world is going to make us happy. And I say to you that there is only one person in this world who can make you happy. And you know who that is? Ah. It happens to be this person that you know very little about. Strange. This person that can make you happy, really happy. You don't really know much about him. You know about your friends. You know a lot about them. Other people, the other associates, the business, the colleagues. But very little about yourself. Who are you? Because you are that person who can make you very happy. Who are you? You came. You are given this gift of breath. You don't think much about it. You will. But it'll be at the end. When it's getting hard. Then Life is important? Yeah, life is important. I mean, I see on the highways people driving, honking horn, going around, yelling, screaming. Somehow I get the feeling that these people don't really think life is important. They just want to get where they're going. That's what's important. I want you to take a minute. I want you to take a little time. And I want you to understand something, that your life is incredibly important. You're not a number, you're not a name. You are more than the sum of all your goods and all your bads. You are more. You are more. What is yours? What is yours? Do you know? You. This life pounding into you, this breath pounding into you. Where does it come from? Where does it go? And every time that it comes, it brings the gift of life. And what, my friend, is life? When you are conscious, this life holds promises after promises after promises after promises after promises after promises for you. Gifts after gifts after gifts after gifts after gifts. Which gift have you accepted? If you are a stranger to your own self, then you came. You lived a while. And like many, ended up leaving. Came, lived a while, and gone. It will happen. Three things, three facts. You were born. This is a fact. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Second, you're alive. Third, you've got to go. Birth, this is what I say, and this is how I look at it. Birth has happened. When I was born, I don't really remember. Obviously, I was born, but I don't remember being born. And the last one, going, it's going to happen. I don't even have to make an appointment. It's going to happen, it's going to happen. I have no control over it. But between the two, between the birth and the going, I can do something. And of all the things that I can accomplish, let it be that I am fulfilled, that I know myself. That of all the people I have tried to understand, that I understand myself. Because this is a desert. And I want the rain of peace, and I want the rain of understanding to come. There are dry rivers here waiting to flow again. There are seeds here that are waiting to flower, to blossom, to blossom. I have been watching spring coming. Ah, it is so beautiful to watch spring come. In the winter, right outside my office in my home, I have a tree. And in the winter, it shed every leaf, everything, just completely, everything. Bare bones, just branches. And then, slowly but surely, spring began to come. And not a minute wasted and not a day wasted for those green shoots to start appearing. This I call dedication. This I call devotion. This I call life. This I call the grand miracle. Once again, not an excuse. Hey, why are we doing this? If that tree was a human tree, it would say, why are we doing this? Because winter is going to come again, and we're going to have to shed these leaves. So forget about this. Just hibernate. No. Not logic. But something that transcends logic. Love is not logical. But even though it is not logical, it doesn't lose its importance. And for these little shoots to wait and to wait and to wait, and that waiting and that waiting, and they cannot forecast the weather. They don't know, hey, wait. You know, I know these 2 days are warm, but then the next 2 days is going to be raining again. So just wait. No. Here it is. The warmth has come. The sun is shining. The temperature is right. Let's go. And tender and delicate as those shoots are, even the 2 days, cold and rain, we will bear it out and keep growing. Taking a chance, a calculated risk. Or a drive that is more powerful. This scene plays out. Of thousands upon millions upon billions of trees and branches on the face of this earth every year. Your spring has come, my friends. Your spring has come. It is time to reach within. And resurface the hope for peace in your life. To see that good, to understand that good. To once again know, to once again understand, to once again say yes to what you have ignored for so long. Which has been no one else but you. 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 Socrates said, know thyself. Why? Why did he say that? Because in you is the treasure. Peace begins with each human being. Peace is, olive trees are not looking for peace. And the reason why I say olive trees particularly, because that's the sign, that's the symbol, olive branch. If someone is bothering the olive trees, believe me, it's human beings. Left alone, they'll be just fine. We need to see our inner potential. Not so that we can be better at work. Not so that we can be better at going to the moon. Not so that we can be better at exploring Mars. But so that we can be better at feeling the joy that resides within, inside of us. That's why. So, I have a little voice. I have been speaking about this since I was very young. And this is what I have been saying. People have come to me. People have challenged me. And humility works very well. Okay. All I know is what I know. I say to you what comes from my heart to your heart. I'm not here to change your religion. I'm not here to tell you how should it be after you're dead. I'm not here to talk to you about afterlife. I'm here to talk about life. I'm not here to talk to you about then. I'm here to talk to you about now. And if you are interested, I can help. Believe me. What you are looking for is already inside of you. And it will be if you never see me again. So a lot of people ask, well, so what do you offer? I'll say this metaphorically. I offer a mirror. Not a new face, I offer a mirror. And what you will see is you. Is you. Understand? Understand your limitations and accept those with humility. Understand your gifts and accept them with great pride. Great pride. Wherever you go, you carry a lamp within you. You don't ever, ever have to roam in darkness. This is what I came to say. It's simple. Maybe you've already heard this all before. If you have, maybe I re-reminded you. If you haven't heard this, maybe you'll think about it. I have nothing to sell, because that which you are looking for is already inside of you. So, thank you very much, and a very good night to you. Thank you.